Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Hello, friends. We're back again. It's Fightful.com on August 1st, 2024. This is your August 1st warning. It's your TNA Impact post show because it is the day when we talk about TNA every Thursday night. Here myself, I am at Troll Pearl, and I am with the Cresta star, the star of the show, the voice who is voiceless, but she's here tonight. How are you doing?
I'm on my CM Punk. I am the voiceless of the voiceless.
The voiceless with no voice.
It'd be like that. I am doing well. How are you doing tonight, Joe Pearl?
I'm doing okay. It's been a busy week, so I'm glad to sit down and talk to TNA with y'all. This was week two of the TNA tapings in Montreal, so I was there for that. We'll have a few notes as the conversation goes on. Plenty to talk about tonight, not only the return of one Matthew J. Cardona, but also some unexpected news and notes coming up, some from Fightful Select, including the news that Josh Alexander was originally scheduled to win the TNA World title at Slammiversary. And then, well, plans change, pal. We're going to talk about that and a whole lot more. Mustafa Ali, don't know what his status is in TNA. We're going to talk about that because his match did happen tonight against Nick Nemeth for the TNA World title. And, you know, weddings are great. So we're going to talk about the wedding because weddings are my favorite thing in the whole widest world. I just love. And I also love it when you guys leave a thumbs up on the video. And if you've already done so, wonderful. Tell your friends, go watch the shows and subscribe to us here at youtube.com/Fightful. If you want to donate a super chat, any amount, get your question or statement read on the air, or a humper chat is your alternative if you're watching on anything that's not YouTube. Crescent Star, tell them how, when, why, where, and how, and what, and where, and what, and tell them.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, listen to my phone operator voice when I tell you, go to humperchat.com. You take your thumb or your fingers and type in humperchats.com. You put in your comment, we'll read it on air. You can put in any of your dollar amount, and we get to keep more of the donation. It keeps the lights on. We're happy. Sean Ross Sapp is happy. PCO gets brought back to life just one more time with your humper chat. Humperchats.com. Ding.
Hold on. Are you trying to tell me that the money that our fans donate goes to the bit where I continue to talk about the revitalization/resurrection of PCO?
Oh, everyone knows you're on the writing team for TNA.
Well, depends who you ask about that one.
I mean, but if you close your eyes and you squint really hard, you are Scott Demore's son and you are on the payroll. So get it together, Joel.
That's
you fair. Can't lie to me anymore.
That's fair. I'll get it together like my big brother, Bob. I'm trying to pull up the Humper Chats. But of course, this is always the weirdest. There we go. My account settings. It's the weirdest thing. Listen, if you use a Streamlabs platform, it's great. Sometimes it just changes things around and you don't know where anything is anymore. But I found it. That's all that matters. Shall we start this whole thing with Rascals? The team was back together, all three of them. They take on this team of Speedball, Mountain, and Kushida. I really enjoyed that, as commentary mentioned, and that they made reference to this last week. I swear I can speak. They're paying homage to the origins of the X Division with the first episode of Impact, where they had a six-man tag. Cresta, do you know who the six-man tag was?
I don't, but I have a feeling Motor City Machine Guns were involved. So was Frankie Kazarian and Christopher Daniels. Outside of that, I'm not sure who else.
You went 0-6 on that call. Hector Garza, Sanjay Dutt, who you would currently see on AEW Collision, and The Amazing Red, who you frequently see at House of Glory. They defeated the team of Bobby Roode, Eric Young, and Petey Williams. Eric Young still involved with TNA. The other two very much involved behind the scenes with WWE. They were known as Team Canada, as we've discussed before. That was the six-man tag that opened up the first Impact Wrestling show.
That was Joel's polite yet firm way of saying you're trash.
Why aren't you better at this? Why don't you know, everything, man. Cresta?
You know what? How can I work for Fightful if I don't know everything? I'm going to get fired tomorrow.
If everyone at our platform knew everything, it would suck.
I mean, that's what they pay us for. Don't you know everything, Joel? Jesus.
I mean, I do. If you watch In the Weeds, I'm very lucky that I get to do this with Jeremy Lambert, who when it comes to the news and comes to what people are saying, especially talent or officials, yeah, no, there's that is someone who knows everything. When it comes to the creative, that's my domain, baby, whether you like it or not. That's what I do.
I know nothing. Head empty, no thoughts. I'm here for the hot, slammy, meaty men and women.
Well, hot, slammy Kushida's back, and he's back to normal. Don't know why, but...
Man.
So here's the thing. This was a bit of a pivot. First of all, Rascals get the win. They win with Hot Fire Flame. Wes gives the move. Wentz gets the pin on Trent Seven. And then I like that this feeds into MSK versus Frazier and Axiom on NXT. They promoted that match. I think it's really neat that they are not only promoting it, but that the way that the moves went, the way that the match went, it really looked like it was MSK plus Trey. And they took on Speedball Mountain and Kushida. So the Kushida stuff. We've talked about this. They had to pivot at Slammiversary. They were unable to get Jonathan Gresham into Montreal on time because of the big worldwide travel outage that had happened on the Friday. And instead, they pivoted. They did Rich Swann, and Kushida still did his new character. But by this episode of Impact, he was back to normal. They've also announced that they're going to do Gresham versus Kushida at the tapings this coming, I guess that's tomorrow if you're listening on Thursday, Friday as it would be. They are going to do that at the tapings. They're going to air it this Thursday or next Thursday on Impact. So they're going to get back to it. It just felt like they were kind of, we're a man short, we got to redo it. So Kushida's just going to be back to normal for this week. Just pretend you didn't see Saturday.
Okay? I mean, to be honest with you, if we jump back to the match for a second, I was surprised Kushida didn't take the pin. You know what I mean? Like, I was expecting Kushida to take the pin, considering Speedball Mountain, Speedball's your new champion. The Rascals are on a tear right now on both NXT and TNA. Also, shout outs to commentary and even you getting caught up in the Wesley propaganda. His name is Desmond Xavier now, y'all. Or is it the other way around?
He was Des in TNA. Now he's Wesley.
Somebody was confusing me because I kept hearing Xavier and Wes throughout the whole match. And I was like, yo, please, my brain. So maybe I got bamboozled. I was shocked.
He was Desmond Xavier. That was his name in TNA. Or Dez. I just called him Dez. Really made it a lot easier for me. But yeah, now he's obviously Wesley in TNA.
Now you're fine.
Sorry, in commentary WWE.
Commentary did it too. So I was confused. Like, wait, what is his name now?
It's tough to keep track sometimes, okay? It's like trying to say Zachary Wentz, but all you can say is Carson Wentz, and then you're just like, nope, that's not his name either. It's not Pete Wentz either.
Or Zach Ryder and Matt Cardona.
That one, I've had enough time to figure that one out. I know it's Matt Cardona. I know it's Deathmatch King, indie-rific Matt Cardona. That one I know. Now, going back to why Kushida didn't take the pin, I did think about this. You have Rascals as a tag team would want to beat the tag team. So for that, I kind of get it. Trent Seven, okay. Honestly, he's the guy that he eats the pin in his tag team. And they're not out of the three. They're doing the least with him right now.
That's also fair as well.
Kushida's going to be, you know, doing the stuff with Gresham when they tape it next week. Mm-hmm. Speedball obviously is the X Division champion, like you said, and they're bringing back Ultimate X for TNA Emergence. They did make that announcement. So Speedball is going to be defending that title in Ultimate X at the next big TNA Plus show. We will be covering that as well at the end of August. So it kind of just made sense the way I saw it was, yeah, Trent could take the pin. No, not much else going on in his world. Why not?
That makes sense. No, now that you've explained it that way, I totally see it.
And again, MSK versus Frazier and Axiom for the NXT tag team titles on Tuesday. Hey, man, there's a chance that the NXT tag team championships could start making appearances on TNA programming. Although, it's going to be a little weird to try and put that together if you're taping this weekend and then you're doing the NXT tag title match after the tapings. You know what I'm saying?
Do we have an estimate on how long, if any, the TNA WWE deal is? Because I would imagine they would try to do it with an announcement of somebody just put in chat the Ultimate X match with the announcement of that. I would, if I am TNA or WWE, I would like to get a tag team if they do it with the tag teams in that type of situation.
So two things, it's open-ended. So okay. That partnership lasts as long as both parties are satisfied, which they seem to be. And on top of that, I wouldn't be surprised if NXT talent get involved with Ultimate X. At least one.
Yeah.
It could be as easily as Charlie Dempsey shows up and he's the guy, because that's No Quarter Catch Crew were part of the tapings. They've been part of TNA for the last little bit. We're going to talk about Jordynne Grace in just a second. Actually, let's just get into this right now. She has an open challenge set for next week. Tapings are tomorrow night and Saturday. We're going to find out. And her making an open challenge after they just showed an NXT graphic kind of made me think, okay, I think it's another NXT talent. Who could it be? Don't know. I'm sure people are going to, you know, make reference to it. Someone in the chat said Nathan Frazier and Ultimate X. I don't hate that idea because they've been teasing Nathan Frazier and Axiom, who are the NXT tag team champions, having a bit of a rift and wanting to go singles. Maybe Frazier or Axiom being part of Ultimate X. Maybe that's the play. That would be interesting to me. So the bigger question to me is, can MSK win the tag team titles while still appearing on TNA without the tag team titles around their waist if they're in a match? Pre-tapes are different. Having matches you can't tape ahead because then you're giving away the Tuesday match and they won't do it. They just won't. We're not in that world.
Yeah, I didn't think about it like that. I just thought, like, not for nothing and very respectfully to MSK Rascals, that they weren't just going to win. Like, no shade. Like, WWE has shown a lot of goodwill, but that's not something I can see them doing. And let alone, again, nothing against the Rascals and MSK, because I think they're fantastic. I'm just saying, based off of WWE's prior history, that if you're going to put someone with a WWE title, I could see Grace or Hendry over the Rascals. And that's no shade to the Rascals. And I think they absolutely deserve it. Because like you said, then comes the conundrum of how you're going to tape this and book it and show it. I don't know. I think it's doable, but I don't have the wrestling brain for it.
Yeah, it's up to them because they have to figure out how their TV tapings are going to run along with a live product. And this has been talked about by Tommy Dreamer on Busted Open and by other people in TNA. It's really hard to kind of sync everyone up unless everyone's running live around the same time. That's why Slammiversary to me was like one of the perfect times to do it. So I'm of all the NXT titles, I should say, the tag titles are the ones that I could see showing up on TNA. Not the women's championship, not the world, not the NXT championship. I can see the NXT tag titles being the ones that show up there.
And I wouldn't hate a world where the tag titles are in T TNA. I think it's a great way to put more eyes on TNA, and I'm always promoting more people to watch TNA. Even if you're one of those people who just want to hate watch it, you're still giving them a view. You're still going out of your way to watch it, and you might find something you like to hate watch it a little bit less. I don't understand hate watching it, but you know what I mean? Like, if it gets more eyes on the product, I'm here for it. I just want it to be booked in a way where it looks fair to everybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. So let's move on. Rosemary defeats Kristara. Big, big shout out to Kristara. She was on In the Weeds last month in July.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, she was. She's Montreal talent. She's based out of Montreal. She works a lot of shows for IWS. Go check them out. They are fantastic. I will tell you right now, there was a match at the show that IWS did recently. It was Kristara, Kat Creed, who I speak about very frequently, and Masha Slamovic. They had a three-way for the IWS Women's Championship. So go check that out if you can. If you're a Triller TV Plus subscriber, I'm not being sponsored to tell you about it. But if you are, go check out that IWS show. This was a fully Canadian match. I hope you knew that. Maybe you probably
I know it now.
So Rosemary is Canadian. Kristara, obviously, we just mentioned Canadian. The referee as well, Harry Demergian. He is an Ontario legend referee. A friend of mine turned me on to that years ago. But whenever I see Harry, he's great. But fully Canadian. That was good stuff. Rosemary wins. She's back, baby. New haircut. Brandishing knives. And then when she's not brandishing knives, she brings out a black rose, leaves it on Kristara, and then she brandishes her knife. But the knife wasn't actually shown on screen. This was after the match. You didn't see it. And then, of course, the whole time, Ash by Elegance and George Iceman, now personal concierge, are kind of watching and making little comments to themselves. What do you think of the match? It was very short. And where are we going with this?
I have one note that says, poor girl got introduced during Rosemary's entrance. She at least got a little bit of offense in, and that was it. I don't know what we do with Rosemary. I do like the buildup of her saying, well, I lost all my friends. Havoc is gone. Ty is gone. Black Taurus is gone. I almost called him Clown Man. Jesus Christ. Crazy Steve is gone. Like
Clown Man, she says.
No, because sometimes he reminds me, I don't know if you've seen that meme of this killer clown who has on white makeup, but he has on black lips and like black eyes. He's like, That's why it reminds me of Crazy Steve. Like, he's the type of person, if he was a serial killer, he's smiling while stabbing you. I don't know. I don't know what we're doing here, and I hope that Rosemary becomes a deathmatch specialist. I don't know why. I've been craving to see that. Even though I am the squishiest person in the room, I kind of want to see Rosemary just terrorize that women's roster. I don't know why.
She's got to use the knife.
She's halfway there.
So, and she's going after Ash because Ash took out her last friend. That's really what it comes down to. Mm-hmm. Remember when they were showing the promos between Jordynne Grace and Ash by Elegance going into Slammiversary, and they randomly brought up again that Ash took out Jessica Havoc in a fit of rage? And I said, why? Well, that's such a silly thing to just suddenly bring up. Well, that's why they did it, is because Rosemary is going to seek revenge for her friend, who will inevitably be coming back into the fold sooner than later. That's really what the story is.
I love Havoc. I think she's a fantastic wrestler, and she is somebody that I can honestly say that is someone I want to see versus some NXT girlies, like a big girlie. And the only big girlie I know in NXT is Lash Legend. Like, she's tall, tall.
She's very tall. A lot of those girls are. But Jordan, just deceptively small.
That's true. And I also don't watch NXT, so I don't have a depth of knowledge.
It's funny because, like, Kalani Jordan, who is the NXT North American Women's Champion, she's short. But there are a lot of... Roxanne Perez is another one, Lil Vice. They're very short. You watch them get in the ring and you're just like, I can't see them. But they're also powerhouses. Like, I'm not making fun of anything other than the fact that, like, some of these women are like 5 feet tall. Jordynne Grace, again, 5'1". She said it herself. If God made me tall, you know, we'd have a bigger problem or something like that.
She'd be too powerful. If she was taller than 5'5", she'd be too powerful.
So that was no shade at any of these women. It's just
fantastic.
When you see them in real life, sometimes you're just like, oh, because I've had a few interviews where I've just been like, Raquel Rodriguez was a funny one because her and I were similar height. But then Natty, and she's wearing high boots, you know, she like came up to hear on me. Like, you watch the interviews, they're in the archives. Mm-hmm. Who was another one, was Nikki Cross. I always knew was much shorter than me, and she was also wearing, you know, boots with heels and everything. I was just like, I feel weird when I interview people who are shorter than me. Anyway, not the point. The point here is that Rosemary's back and she's going after Ash by Elegance, and Ash by Elegance is gonna try and bring the mean streak back. I hope. We'll find out soon.
We'll see. You know, I had a lot of complaints about the match that she had with Grace, but I'm always still hopeful because I know that TNA can tell a good story, and I'm hopeful that Ash by Elegance will lean into this mean streak. Even if she brought back the Thanos knuckles, I would be okay with it.
The system. They're just trying to get back on track. All that matters here, the most newsworthy thing that came from this is that Moose called JDC the Loose Cannon. And I didn't expect that nickname for Johnny Dango Curtis. So we'll see where that goes. The system. They're still around.
They still got their USA suits on. They still got their clown noses on.
Yeah, well, they're still in Montreal, so they just did one. I love how it's like last week it was Lish saying all the things and they just looked dejected and sad. And then this week they're like, it's like she turned around after the first taping and like just said, get your shit together.
Fix your face. We're going to take these photos again.
Just Mama Lish just getting everyone in order. And then this week, of course, they start to come around. And that's fine. I'm looking forward to seeing how the system gets back on track, where they regroup and where they go. Santana seems to want to get a piece of them because he said, you know, cuts a promo right afterwards, says cracks are showing in the system. He says the devil comes to collect. He has unfinished business with them, calls them out, and then Campaign Singh walks in. He interrupts and challenges Santana to a match, and then Santana stops himself short of saying, smells like a bitch.
Smell like bitch in here.
Oh, it's good stuff, man. Santana's up next. He is up next. But actually, up next is Josh Alexander. Let's talk about this. So Fightful Select reported, best $5 in the business. By the way, if you haven't already, go subscribe to Fightful Select. We got the news, we got the scoops, and we got more than you can ever imagine for only $5 a month. So go do that. There were plans to have Josh Alexander win the TNA World Championship at Slammiversary. Some expected Joe Hendry to win, but that wasn't planned either. I'm reading this verbatim because it's been a day, so people have already picked up on this. Based on what Fightful Select heard, as of May, the original plan, this was as of May, by the way, was for Josh Alexander to emerge as the world champion upon his heel turn. We haven't heard why things changed, but it was hinted to Fightful that it was because they felt Josh Alexander and Joe Hendry could continue their feud on their own. We were told Hendry was added to the match to reflect his popularity, which is something you and I, Cresta Star, have mentioned over and over and over again. And Joe Hendry has also commented the same thing. What do you think of that? Josh Alexander could have been the world champion, but Joe Hendry screwed everything up.
I mean, I'm very lucky to be watching wrestling in a time like this. And this is the second time watching wrestling live I have seen this. Maybe the third if you count Sami Zayn trying to become WWE champion. The first time was Becky Lynch becoming the man and becoming champ. This is by sheer force of will. And the only other time I could think of that I didn't watch that someone threw sheer force of will two times was Zack Ryder with the internet champ doing that stuff online where he got so over, you had to do something with him, and Bryan Daniel in the Federation where no matter who was out there, they were chanting yes, yes. Yes, I love that, but also I can imagine how frustrating that's got to be when you have a plan. It's like, are you going to not just add Joe Hendry? He's so over. I want him to win everything, but I think that's, again, that's a testament to how you can get over whether you wrestle or you're a great talker, and he is very fortunate to be both. Man, that's crazy. Imagine you being so popular that you mess up everything. Dang.
You mentioned it. It's happened before. It's not new, but it is something that is, it doesn't happen very often. It is rare. We got a super chat from It's Really Brian. It said, sending a humper chat to keep the Decepticons happy. Good stuff. Thank you. And said, thanks, Joel, for quote tweeting my Joe Hendry picture from NXT House Show on Friday. I hadn't seen his tweet about possibly showing up, so it was a legit surprise and I was sports entertained. I'm glad that you were sports entertained. For those who don't know, Joe Hendry showed up at an NXT house show during the Florida loop where, you know, on the weekends, NXT goes on the road, but they are working like smaller rooms in Florida where you get an idea of how to, basically they learn like setting up the ring, working security, working merch. Like they really get a full experience of what wrestling can be when you're coming up, and it's a more controlled environment, but it's still that like indie style presentation. So Joe Hendry had tweeted out something like, if you say my name, I'll appear. What are you up to tonight? Davenport, which is where they were, Davenport, Florida. And he showed up. He was on the show. They booked him. He came. Joe Hendry worked an NXT live event. And then recently he was talking about his NXT deal, quote unquote, including PC training, which is great. So he's over, man. He's over like Rover. You cannot deny it. But like I keep saying, this is new. Mm-hmm. And some people will say, strap the rocket to him. What are you doing? Oh my God. And I'm just sitting here and I'm just like, I watched this. I'm watching this in real time. I'm watching him move up really quickly and it's amazing, but there's a story to be told about his ascent, and he's still going to be okay in a year, possibly 6 months. So let it ride. Let it start to build. Let people be upset as long as they're not actively turning off the programs.
I think that there another concern is, and I will say that in the past few years since I've been watching, a lot of people who are popular, sometimes they strike when the iron, you should have struck a month ago, 2 months ago, and now we're 6 months in, and the popularity and fame that you would have gotten then, you don't have now. So I can understand both sides of the coin of don't be silly, do it now. One example I think of right off the top of my head is the Acclaimed. I think that In one instance, they waited a little too long, and then in the other, they did it too fast, and then there was nothing for them right after. So I don't want them to put it on Joe Hendry, and then there's nothing, but I can see the argument that there is a built-in Josh Alexander, there is a built-in Moose. I don't know. I just think any company to have Joe Hendry is very lucky right now, and I think going forward, his career is going to be very long and luxurious, like something with nice hair, as your pejorative there.
All right. I didn't expect that ending. Josh Alexander. So going back to what happened tonight, doesn't come out to the live crowd. Instead, he gets interviewed backstage by Gia Miller, and he essentially just says, you know, he doesn't care about anyone else but himself anymore. And then Ryan Nemeth kind of walks by after Josh walks away and says, you know, checks on Gia, you okay? Okay, we're good. And then that gets to Frankie Kazarian defeating Ryan Nemeth. Slingshot Cutter gets the win. Very simple match. Doesn't really matter as much. The post-match is what happens. Alexander comes out, C4 spike on Ryan Nemeth, and the crowd is not happy. This was fine. I didn't have much to add. Just Josh Alexander doing what he's doing now that he's a heel.
Still can't believe Josh Alexander got a Canadian crowd to boo him. That's kind of crazy. And he's being a jerk about it, and I kind of live. It's very Frankie Kazarian jerk, spoiled brat, and I kind of live.
I love that the way that they did it. They took their most popular star, Joe Hendry, who has become suddenly Mr. Wrestling, Mr. TNA, and they stripped that moniker from Josh. Josh is jealous. Jealous. I can speak. So Josh is jealous. And as a result, he is going to go after Joe Hendry, which is what happened at Slammiversary. And they're going to feud over who is Mr. TNA. The moniker doesn't matter as much as the idea of what's going on matters. So for Josh, he's pissed. And rightfully so. He's been on this journey for so long that he thinks he deserves to be continued to be loved by the fans. So instead, yeah, someone says in the chat, he's the gatekeeper. He has been the gatekeeper. So now he's going to try and gatekeep the guy who took his moniker. This works. And the way that they did it, they took the most popular guy. He turned on him, and they did it in Canada. And the way that you continue that heat is by saying, I like Toronto better, because Montreal, Toronto, not friendly. In like pro sports rivalries and so on and so forth, whatever. Like, when he said, I want to go home to Toronto, it's the best city in the world. Like, I was the only person in the crowd cheering very loudly. You want to talk about me cheering in the crowd? When a heel says something that I immediately feel in the bottom of my heart, like, he's right. I need to tell him he's right. That's when I will show my emotion.
I was 10 out of 10, Joel.
I was out of my chair for that one. That was the most important part.
Joel's like, I want to go home now.
Is that an option?
Can I leave right now? Can I see this like in live, but also leave?
send me a satellite feed. I'm going to get on the train and go home. That's how it should be. Anyway, so the Josh Alexander stuff is working out. Him without the world title works. I it just like going over to WWE land, just like Drew McIntyre and CM Punk is working without a world title involved. That's the King of Petties. That's what that feud is. This is turning into the not the King of TNA, because that's Frankie, but this is turning into who is Mr. TNA. This is who deserves to be the person you cheer for.
Josh Alexander literally is one step away from it should have been me, and I would kind of scream.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
He's great. So I'm looking forward to it. So this is uncharted waters for Josh in TNA as a singles competitor.
It's good. It's good. It's a good heel turn. It's good.
Yeah. Looking forward to the TV tapings and what they get out of that, because they have some heat behind it. I hope they continue it. Jody Threat defeats Masha Slamovich. They showed footage of the match at Bloodsport from this past weekend, where it was Masha versus Jody, and Masha got the win on that. Still think Jody in a real fight would beat Masha Slamovich. I'm just saying, the woman is tougher than you think. Anyway,
bro, her abs, she's on Finn Balor stuff. I noticed, and girl, she looks so good.
Yeah, she's been getting a lot of work in, a lot of reps in. So shout out Jody Threat, man. She's outside, as AJ Francis would say.
She is outside. That was good, Joel. You ate that.
Yes. Vindication. They do the Slammiversary setup where Lish sets up the tag team title belt on the turnbuckle, but Jody counters it. Masha hits the belt instead. Jody wins with a pop shove. It feels like we're going to go to a rematch. Anything to add?
Honestly, no. If I'm Masha, I'm kind of getting annoyed with Alicia Edwards.
I wouldn't mind those two having some problems, and who knows, maybe they drop the titles at the TV tapings and a certain killer returns into the fold.
I love that for me in particularly.
You're not the only one. The gay panic tanic, gay titanic panic, whatever you called it once upon a time. We're back, baby.
Rhea Ripley and Killer Kipley. Oh my goodness.
Yes, we are back this week.
Killer Kipley, the new wrestler.
Amazing.
Lord have mercy. Next segment.
Joe Hendry wants to be TNA World Champion. This segment, talking about live crowd versus pre-tape, this actually replaced an in-person segment that Joe Hendry did for the crowd. They had Gia Miller come out on the stage. Hendry came out, did his full entrance, which was just comical because they're standing on the stage and like they're both, as people are doing the wave your hands from side to side, they're like looking out into the crowd and pointing at them and just kind of making little like, oh, they're doing it. Look how fun. Anyway, they did a whole like interview segment live for the crowd and they didn't air it. So I guess this kind of replaced it because he said effectively the same things. The promo itself live in Montreal was like, it was fine. It was good. But at the end of the day, all that matters is he wants to be world champion. And he puts over the fact that he loves being in TNA despite having all of these experiences in NXT and the fact that everyone keeps beating the shit out of him whenever he tries to do anything.
I thought that that was very important. It was literally the Diddy, more money, more problems. The more popular I become, the more I get jumped. And let's go back to you being a heel and you taking that man's inheritance and you impregnating that man's wife. Even that being said, you don't deserve half the stuff that's happened to you. So I do think it's an interesting angle if we want to keep him away from the TNA title just for a little bit, you know, to build on his momentum, to build on his popularity and ride that wave. But, you know, it was a solid video package. I liked it. I liked it.
Yeah, this is good stuff. I like it. And we'll let Joe Hendry continue his rise. Santana defeats Campaign Singh. Speaking of people on the rise, Spin the Block gets the win. Man, Santana's next up. Cuts a post-match promo, says it essentially calls out the system and Moose, and he still wants the TNA world title. The funniest part is at the end of the promo, he throws that mic up in the air. I can tell you now, any wrestling show you ever go to ever, if you are crew and you see that happens, you hate that.
The tears coming down your face because those microphones are a pain.
They are pain in the butt and they are not cheap. And you just, yeah, WWE, I heard enough people who used to work around backstage. I would hear so many people being like, come on, man, why are you tossing that shit around?
Stop doing it. Also, I will say poor Campaign Singh. If you were trying to prove your loyalty, it's a chop.
Yeah. Some in the chat saying those mics ain't cheap. The thing is like they're cheaper than they've ever been. Because they are so mass produced, but like they're not indestructible either. They can go, you spit on too much and that shit goes sour. But it's just really funny when I see him just like throw it way up in the air and it lands outside of the ring. Someone like you can see in the background, someone tries to catch it. That's always the biggest concern.
Do you think people give it back or people try to keep it?
Oh, people try to keep it, but like someone goes and grabs it. Like there's a floor director there. Shout out to Ingrid. She's good at grabbing the shit that doesn't belong outside of the barricades.
Understandable. Come on, Ingrid. Yes.
And not a problem this time. The mic didn't bounce into the crowd. And usually like that mic gets cut anyway the second that it leaves the hands of the competitor. So it's not like someone can grab the microphone and just start saying shit.
Going into business for themselves.
Yeah, because I mean, the biggest fear is someone says something they're not supposed to, something just abhorrent. Anyway, yeah. World title time. Nick Nemeth defeats Mustafa Ali. So, trying to think, was this match taped before or after the wedding? I think it was taped after the wedding, which was very strange live to see them just whoop, flip-flop it. And I'm watching this later than everyone else because I'm doing multiple things while I'm watching TNA tonight. And I get a message from Gisberto, who does our thumbnails, saying, hey, Joel, is the wedding the main event? And I'm like, I guess so. So the big news here, Mustafa Ali loses. Nick Nemeth defends his title successfully. Nick Nack wins it. Give the man a title. I just wanted to see the look on your face. You're welcome.
I even wrote Nick Nack in my dad note. Yes. I'm like, Jesus Christ. I couldn't even think of what the name of it was. Like, I know it's not the famous or and it's not the Nick Nack, but that's all I could think of is Nick Nack Patty Wack.
Give the man a belt.
Biggest heel in the business, ladies and gentlemen, Joel Pearl.
I do like that commentary references the fact that this is the first time the world title has been defended on an episode of Impact since November 9th. Alex Shelley defeated Jonathan Gresham. That match was taped October 2nd, so you can go even October 22nd, so you can go even further backwards. This is really the big news, isn't the match. It's actually the tweets and note that Mustafa Ali posted on Twitter around the time the match finished. I don't know if you had a chance to see this.
I did not. I was focusing on my brain energy because I got two brain cells and they're fighting for supremacy.
So I'll read it verbatim. Dated August 1st, 2024. My fellow citizens of TNA, over the past 6 months, we have made great progress as a company. Today, TNA has the strongest fan base in the world. We've made historic investments in rebuilding our X division, in lowering the number of senior citizens on our roster, and in expanding affordable tickets to a record number of fans worldwide. We've provided critically needed entertainment to millions, passed the first limits rule for the X division in 22 years, featured the X division championship on the cover of Pro Wrestling Illustrated for the first time since 2006, appointed the first Pakistani Indian American as champion, main evented record-breaking attendance shows. TNA has never been better positioned to lead than we are today. I know none of this could have been done without you, the citizens of TNA. Together, we overcame unfit and unfair leaders. We've protected and preserved our X division, and we've revitalized and strengthened our alliances with promotions all around the world. It has been the greatest honor of my life to serve as your X division champion, and while it has been my intention to seek re-election, I believe it is in the best interest of my party and the X division for me to stand down and focus solely on fulfilling my independent obligations for the remainder of my term. I will not speak to the nation later this week in more detail about my decision. For now, let me express my deepest gratitude to all those who have worked so hard to see me reelected. I want to thank Campaign Singh for being an extraordinary campaign manager in all this work. Let me express my heartfelt appreciation to the citizens of TNA for the faith and trust you have placed in me. I believe today what I always have, that there is nothing that TNA can't do when we do it together. We just have to remember we are TNA. Signed, Mustafa Ali.
I feel like I got trolled. That was a tweet?
That was a it was a tweet, and the letter was tweeted. It was basically the Biden resignation.
Okay. I'm about to say, because you paid for Twitter for that, because that was a long tweet. I was falling asleep. It was a long tweet. Like,
yeah. So the question becomes, where is Ali? Is he done with TNA? It's been 6 months. This is not the first time TNA has done a six-month contract with a large-scale star. He's not booked for the TV tapings. In fact, he had a taping that recently was supposed to be for tomorrow night, and it got canceled. So he's technically free, but you know, he lost the X Division Championship. 2 weeks later, he loses a world title match. If I were Ali as character, I'd be taking time off and coming back with a new move in a little bit.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too. Like, maybe just step away. Campaign Singh effectively got fired, let go tonight because he got beat up by Mike Santana. So it makes sense if Ali goes away, you let the world title scene breathe a little bit, because Ali is definitely a contender if he wants to come back, if that's what he chooses to do.
We will see. I would like it to be time off. Again, he's not booked for this show, which means he wouldn't be booked for anything up until Emergence, which is at the end of August. If he takes the entire month off of TNA programming and shows up at Emergence, maybe he's the surprise entrant into Ultimate X. Not that they have one, or not that they've said there will be one. Maybe there's something there. If Ali is still a unsigned free agent, as he is with TNA, in regards to TNA, maybe he shows up somewhere else. Maybe he goes to Ring of Honor. Maybe he goes to AEW. Maybe he just runs the indies for a while. But I feel like we might see him back in TNA. I think TNA fans would like to see Mustafa Ali back as early as Emergence.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I also think that there's more to this. There's more mileage in that campaign gimmick that he's got going on. I think it's fantastic. I'm going to go ahead and think it's brilliant. I think there's a lot more for him to do with that. And if he wants to, you could absolutely do something like that in an NXT crossover as well. Campaign everyone to be on your side, no matter who it is. And you can say that I bring people together and have it be a War Games with Ali on the pole.
I would love Ali to be back in NXT just to get that North American Championship shot that he never got. But then he'd have to face Obafemi right now. And that would be...
Oh, no, that's a large man. I don't care. He's L-O-R-G-E, a large.
He's very large. I would love to see it. You know what? Maybe there's a story in there. I would love to see the big man, little man. But if this is the end of Ali and TNA, hell of a run.
Agreed.
I don't think he missed really once thinking about it. That's maybe not true. He definitely had a lot more hits than misses. We'll absolutely say that.
Yes.
Came in strong strong character with a very good idea of where he wanted things to go. And I'm glad that it wasn't world title. I'm glad that it became an X Division story, because how many times have we seen, you know, XWWE guy wins the title, LOL. This was different, and it was told differently, and I really like that.
And I think the X Division and the the Digital Media Championship are the perfect titles for a storyline like this. They are, you can either elevate them in the case of the Digital Media Championship, which I think has a story pass from feeling unimportant to super important, depending on who it's handled. And the X Division, which feels super important, like I want to say the Intercontinental back in the 90s and the early 2000s. Absolutely. So I hope Ali doesn't leave. I think there's more to give, but also, you know, go do what makes you happy. Do yourself a Russell, young man.
I've mentioned this before. It is so easy in terms of working the TNA brand while being an independent. You can come in, do two nights of television tapings, and then the rest of the time you're good to go. Other than any media obligations, you are free to work whatever indies you choose to work. And that works for someone like Ali, who had come out of WWE, wanted to prove his point, went on a full spree working wherever he wanted. And when he showed up in TNA, it was like, I just got to be at tapings, you know, once a month for a couple of days and maybe a live show here and there. It's a good gig to have if that's the way you operate as a wrestler. So
no, agreed. Agreed. We'll it's something super easy.
Yeah, we'll see.
Not where super lands. Easy, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, if it's your style, then you're gonna want to do it like that. That's the one thing about TNA that I always preach, and other companies do this too. It's not just TNA, you know, MLW is another one that offers a similar deal where they go live, but then they tape as well. There's opportunity there, so we'll see where he lands. I feel like if I'm Ali and I'm happy, stick around for a little bit, but for now, take the time off. It's time for a breather. Well, we don't need to breathe through this. We need a good cry. It's the wedding. I'm sorry.
I know you loved it, and I can't wait for your reaction.
But?
Honestly, I was kind of let down.
Because no one was shot, and it didn't have a Tommy Dreamer saying, no!
Yeah. Honestly, I know that sounds so cheesy to say, but the weddings that they normally have set the bar so ridiculously high of this person running in and this person running in. And I literally wrote in my notes, where's Matt Cardona? And then 2 business seconds go by and here's Matt Cardona. We get him and I'm like, I'm not mad, but I also feel a little let down.
Well, we did call this literally like a good solid 2 to 3 months ahead of time. When this started, we called it. I want to go back and find the moment where we were just talking about it and it just happened. Where I just said,
you were they're going to have a wedding.
Yeah. And I just remember the look on your face being like, no. And I was so dead set on it happening. So Xia Brookside's the maid of honor. Rhino is in his wrestling gear and he's wearing a tie. God bless. PCO is in a suit wearing both titles. Santino is presiding. Steph DeLander comes out looking beautiful as Elvira in a white dress with Destro accompanying her to the ring because her family couldn't make it from Australia. I will say this. I was surprised that they didn't do a backstage segment to establish that Rhino and Xia were asked to be maid of honor, best man. Like, they didn't really explain why they were specifically asked, and I get it, they were already kind of in each other's orbit, so it made sense, but I just wanted that little extra where, you know, PCO approaches Rhino and just goes and like gives him the ring, and Rhino's like, oh yeah, that'd be great. And then Steph and Xia doing like a girls night, whatever, and something to set it up.
But they Bachelorette vignette.
Yeah, which is hilarious because in NXT she was introduced at a bachelorette. Like, the Persia Parada character that Steph DeLander played was introduced fully at a bachelorette for Indy Hartwell.
That's funny.
She knows wrestling weddings. We talked to her about that on In the Weeds, by the way. Go check out that interview with Steph DeLander. I knew it was coming, so I had to ask her about it. The vows. They make comical vows to each other, and they get to the vow from PCO, who speaks perfect English for 2 seconds just to say, "Stephanie, my vow to you." And then he, I don't know, how can I put this?
You gotta full send it.
He gyrates in her general direction.
While yelling.
Shit is so stupid that I just love it. Oh, yeah, someone in the chat saying Rhino should have given a best man speech that's just full of swearing. Watch his old ECW stuff. Amazing. Yeah. They do the ring exchange. There's a ring. There's a finger. They sell it. It's the grandma ring. And then out come AJ Francis and Rich Swann. First class come out. Hey, shout out to AJ Francis, by the way. His dog, Gunna, he lost him today. Gunna was sick. Go check out AJ's Twitter. He had posted an entire day. He was like, "I'm not letting my boy go down sad." He like gave him the best day ever. It was so incredibly heartwarming. Sending our love to AJ, because that's a shitty thing to have to deal with. Yeah. But I'm glad that you gave Gunna the best day. Yeah. So sending our love, and he said he wanted to witness the freak show, the wedding, which was like so apt. I loved it.
When they came out, I thought, like, yes, the shenanigans are about to start. Who's getting sacrificed? Where's the cake? But they literally just said that they were going to stand there, and that's what they did.
And that's kind of okay. I'm okay with it. And then they do the "you can kiss the bride," and then Santino says, "No, you can French kiss the bride." Ah! And then I didn't realize this because I was live in the crowd, and I should have heard it. The crowd was chanting something. They were chanting "un bisou," which is one kiss. So just one kiss. So they're saying, "Oh, bisou." And as they do the kiss, and then Matt Cardona comes out. Matt Cardona is back again, something that you and I talked about. It was definitely going to happen. He hits PCO with a gift that he unwraps. It's a cinder block. He grabs both the titles and says, "These are mine." And then he tries to grab Steph, but she protests, says, "You ruined my day. It's all about you. What the hell's wrong with you?" And of course, this will all end with Steph turning on PCO as Matt Cardona wins the Digital Media Championship, and I guess the International Canadian Heavyweight Championship for some reason.
I thought the same thing. I thought Steph was going to turn on PCO tonight, but I love the slow burn. I'm here for it. I love Steph DeLander, but that acting was terrible. You don't love that zombie, and I don't blame you. He got into an electric chair to get married to you. That's not how I want to jumpstart this relationship. I'll be here all week.
Nice. Jumpstart.
Thank you.
Good stuff. I appreciate it. And that's TNA Emergence. We're going in a month. We will be live every week going up until that show. And we're live every week talking about TNA Impact. And we're live after Emergence to talk about that show. And then 2 weeks after that, it's going to be Victory Road. So we're going to be live again. They've moved venues. They're not in Cleveland anymore. They're going to be on the West Coast, which might be good, but we'll find out soon enough. Until then, Crest the Star, what you got going on?
Ladies and gentlemen, you can find me here every Thursday with Joe Pearl going over all things TNA. This Saturday will be No Collision post show. It comes on at 5 p.m. because there is SummerSlam that night at like 7 or 8 or whatever time their post show is, or their pre-show is. I don't know. If you need more Cresta Star in your life, follow me on X, Cresta B Star. There's a link tree in my bio where you can find all the post shows I've been in, all the fun stuff. I sometimes hang out on Grab City, and I stream for myself on Twitch and TikTok at Cresta Star, CrestaStarr. Joel Pearl, where can they find you and what you got going on?
Easy to find. Socials at Joel Pearl, JoelPearl, in the weeds every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on our sister channel, Fightful Overbooked. Tomorrow, because I can, Cam Hawkins is going to join us. He's going to talk about his latest with the Ringer. If you know, you know. He's going to be with us, and we're going to talk about that and other stuff. Plenty to talk about in the weeds. So go subscribe to that. And on your way out tonight, leave a thumbs up, subscribe to the channel. And if you're listening in audio form after the gimmick, leave us a 5-star review, would you? Dijak and Ali announced for the September 5th House of Glory show in Chicago. So there you go. The meeting is back, baby.
Oh, the House of Glory show that's happening in September in New York is having Joe Hendry, and I have to make sure I get my tickets ASAP.
Get them. And while you're getting them, we'll just see you next week, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, friends beyond the binary, we'll see you then. Cheers.
Good night.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.